Com. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 8 p.m. Central Time. It's Wednesday, May 23rd. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you live. If you tuned in here last night expecting to hear my dulcet tones, you were probably in for a surprise because it may have appeared to you that two lunatics had taken over the network. Far from it. There was no coup d'etat. Last night, what you got was an important segue into something that's going to be discussed here tonight, relatively briefly. We'll go to that after the break. I do have a lot of things to run by you here, little bits and pieces in the news and things that should be in the news, but suffice it to say, we have a lot to talk about here tonight, and I'm going to go through it piece by piece, bit by bit, and I think we'll probably be able to get around to some phone calls here later in the hour. So if you're going to call in, you're free to do it now, but it may be a while before I get around to you. The number here, of course, is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Well, folks, today I was very surprised to come into the Office of American Free Press here on Capitol Hill, and I was handed a letter that came into American Free Press by someone who had previously been a supporter of American Free Press. And, in fact, this person called the show once about this program, called that show, very friendly fellow, called the show, oh, I guess 3 or 4 months ago, maybe not that long. And as I say, I thought the person was a supporter. But this gentleman in question has turned against American Free Press and apparently me, because of the fact that he turned against American Free Press because American Free Press has said nice things about Congressman Ron Paul, the Republican from Texas who is running for president. And I guess I am in the briar patch as well because I've said some nice things about Ron Paul here in this program. The person concludes his letter saying, "May the God of gods give you exactly what you deserve. And your Jewish friends, too, Ron Paul and Bob Barr," referring to former Congressman Bob Barr, a Republican from Georgia. That's funny. I just continue to be amazed at the fact that people will always find something to complain about, no matter how good a politician is. As I've said on this program, I don't think Ron Paul is perfect. Number one, the worst thing that can be said about him is he's a politician. But apparently people are upset because of Ron Paul having taken on Rudy Giuliani in a way that people don't think is appropriate. People were mad at Ron Paul because he said the 911 attacks on the United States were as a consequence of U.S. policy. People want Ron Paul to say that either George Bush orchestrated the attacks or the Mossad orchestrated the attacks or the Illuminati orchestrated the attacks and that it wasn't really bin Laden. Well, as you know, I think the Mossad was behind 9-1-1. I don't even think, frankly, George Bush knew in advance that the attack was going to happen. But be that as it may, there are now people who are attacking Ron Paul because they're not completely happy with the fact that he is not coming out and talking about 9-1-1 and other things that they want him to talk about. Well, folks, that's going to be the way it is. There's nothing I can do about it. So don't throw me in the briar patch, and don't throw American Free Press or the Republic Broadcasting Network in the briar patch simply because we have the audacity to say that maybe Ron Paul is the best of a bad lot. What more can I say, folks? You know, nobody's perfect, and Ron Paul is far from perfect, but he's a hell of a lot better than what we've got in this presidential race, Republican and Democratic alike. Stay tuned, folks, for more. Michael Collins Piper here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Welcome back. Michael Collins, Piper here. Fighting off the allergies, folks, so bear with me tonight. That's why I couldn't make it to the show last night. But yesterday afternoon, I must tell you, I did tape a two-hour interview, or I guess it was a one-hour interview with Tex Mars of Power of Prophecy, and you can check him out on the internet at powerofprophecy.com. Tex has been on this show, and a lot of you listeners know who Tex is, and he's a real good man. And, you know, I have to say, I was telling Mark Glenn about this in a phone conversation this afternoon. You know, very interesting. Before Tex and I actually taped the program, Tex and I went back and forth in a private conversation for about an hour. He's a really fascinating person to talk to. You know, his program is taped. So you don't get a chance to call in and really talk to Tex, and I don't know how many of you have ever had the opportunity to meet him. I've never met him in person, but I can tell you this, that he's a really fascinating individual with a lot of really interesting insights. And, you know, Mark and I were both talking, and it came out in the course of our conversation that something that I had said to Tex, and the thing about Tex, the work that he's done over the years, I find it so important because, as I told Tex and as I said to Mark today, while I write extensively about some of the more, shall we say, mundane things, they're not really mundane, but they're more down to earth, so to speak, in terms of the political intrigue and the ins and outs of things happening on Capitol Hill and in the Zionist lobby in Washington and around the world. Tex's work goes that one step beyond and shows that this battle we're fighting right here on planet Earth among living, breathing human beings and others who pass for living, breathing human beings, that this battle really is a spiritual one that goes much higher and much deeper, thousands of years, millions of years, eons into the past. And it really, what it comes down to, folks, is a battle between good and evil. And I'm pleased to say that I'm very confident that Tex Mars, like the Republic Broadcasting Network and like American Free Press and the Idaho Observer and so many other good newspapers and websites, just lots of good people, they're all on the right side, the side of good versus the side of evil. So just a way of paying tribute to Tex Mars, because he deserves to be paid tribute to. Well, the New York Times this past weekend, folks, had a big review of the big new book by Vincent Bugliosi, the former Los Angeles prosecutor who's now working to do what he calls reclaiming history. Of course, as I've said on this show, he says Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone. Oswald was a lone gunman. He's written this massive new book, and of course, it's getting nothing but high praise in the mass media. The New York Times review of the book says, what Bugliosi has done is a public service. These people, that is, conspiracy theorists, should be ridiculed, even shunned. It's time we marginalize Kennedy conspiracy theorists, the way we've marginalized smokers. Next time one of your coworkers starts in about Oswald and the CIA, make them stand in the rain with the other outcasts. That's the New York Times, the big Zionist daily, on the new book by Vincent Bugliosi. Well, I decided I was going to get in the last word on Bugliosi, and this week I have a rather long, maybe too long, critique of Bugliosi from just one perspective, my personal perspective, dealing with how he does and does not address what I say in my book, Final Judgment. So there's a big, long article in this issue of American Free Press. You'll also find more by Mark Glenn on the USS Liberty, the attack on the Liberty. And, of course, the attack on the Liberty anniversary is coming up here very shortly. There'll be much, much more on the USS Liberty and forthcoming issues of American Free Press. The story has yet to be told. What a story it is. We've heard a lot about it, but there's much, much more that you don't know about, particularly from the perspective of those American troops that were aboard the Liberty, the only troops in the United States that President Bush and all these other warmongers refused to support. Incidentally, in this same issue of American Free Press, I'm pleased to say we have a big spread, a four-page spread, about my book, Final Judgment. Those readers of American Free Press who've never read Final Judgment or never heard about it, and there are a few, believe it or not, they're going to find out more about Final Judgment in this issue of American Free Press. We've also got a full-page advertisement for all the books about 9-1-1 that are being carried by American Free Press. Lots of very interesting books. So if you're not a subscriber to American Free Press, you should be. Definitely check it out on the Internet. Get your subscription information at AmericanFreePress.net or call the American Free Press office 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Time at 1-888-699-NEWS. 888-699-NEWS. Al Gore, our former vice president, who, let's face it, although we may not like him, he apparently, if the figures are to be believed, and of course many of us don't believe the election returns, they tell us he won the popular vote in the last, or I should say in the 2000 election. Well, in any case, Al Gore has a new book out, critical of the Bush administration. And I really got a laugh, folks, when I read, again in the New York Times, a review of Al Gore's book, and it points out that Gore contends that, quote, it has become common for President Bush to rely on special interests for, quote-unquote, basic information about the policies important to these interests. Well, some of those special interests that Gore cites are ExxonMobil on the climate crisis and Iraqi exile Ahmed Shalabi, who, of course, was Mossad-backed and CIA-backed in the opposition to Saddam Hussein. Isn't it funny, though? Now, I haven't read Al Gore's book, but I just wonder if Al Gore also complains in his book that it's become common for President Bush to rely on special interests like the Israeli lobby for basic information about the policies important to those interests. Folks, I'm willing to bet you 47 cents. Oh, hell, make it 50 cents. I'll bet you 50 cents that Al Gore doesn't talk about the influence of that special interest and how President Bush relies on that special interest to conduct his foreign policies. I'll bet you he doesn't. Okay, well, we've talked before in this program about Mitt Romney, the former governor of Massachusetts, running for president, and how the fact that he's a Mormon has become a bit of an issue. Well, Jacob Weisberg, doesn't sound like a Mormon name to me. Jacob Weisberg is editor of Slate, which is an online publication, and he is really taking on Mitt Romney because of Romney's Mormonism, because of the fact that Romney, like all Mormons, relies upon Joseph Smith, known by the Mormons as the prophet. Well, Jacob Weisberg says that Joseph Smith was an obvious con man. And then, Weisberg writes, Romney has every right to believe in con men, but I want to know if he does, and if so, I don't want him running the country. Well, now, folks, I'm not here to endorse Mormonism. I know there's a lot of people out there who don't like Mormonism, and guess what? That is your absolute 100% right. Because I believe everybody has the right to believe what they want to believe about anything, basically. You can believe anything they want, folks. You can believe if you don't like Mormons, that's fine. That's fine with me. But my point is this. Mr. Weisberg, who is obviously not a Mormon, would probably tear his hair out. He'd probably pound the table. He'd probably scream into the microphone if someone started criticizing Joe Lieberman because of Joe Lieberman's beliefs. And Mr. Lieberman, of course, is an Orthodox Jew. Mr. Lieberman is an Orthodox Jew who once, when quizzed by USA Today about whether or not he would want his daughters to marry a goy, that is, a non-Jew, he said something along the lines of, well, that's a very difficult question. In other words, Mr. Lieberman is not a multiculturalist. He believes that Jews should only marry Jews. Now, of course, if Mitt Romney said that Mormons should only marry Mormons, people would be mad about that. And if Ron Paul, I don't know what Ron Paul is, let's just say he's a Presbyterian. If Ron Paul said Presbyterians should only marry Presbyterians, people would be all over him about that. Well, anyway, if it's open season on Mormons, if it's open season on any religion, then by God, it's open season on a religion known as Judaism. Well, let's stop picking on the Jews and the Mormons and everybody else for a moment and pick on George W. Bush and Bill Clinton. Referring again to the New York Times, folks, this is very, very interesting. New York Times on Saturday has a nice picture of George H.W. Bush, father of the current gangster in the White House, and Bill Clinton standing together at a Boris Yeltsin's funeral in Moscow. Very interesting story entitled A Candidacy That May Test a Friendship's Ties. It points out that George H.W. Bush is fond of Mrs. Clinton, his friends say. Not only does he like strong women, but he enjoys her sarcastic sense of humor, her quick way with a zinger, and her shared interest in the nitty-gritty of international affairs. The fact is, folks, the Bushes and the Clintons are pals. They're buddies. Palsy-wowsies, folks. Bill Clinton defeated George Bush for re-election, but looks now to some people as though we have two dynasties, interconnected CIA dynasties, lower-level players among the international elite who know what the game is really all about. Don't let these Republican and Democratic Party distinctions blur your reality, folks. The big boys and the big girls stick together. And we'll talk about the girls when we come back.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Okay, folks, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here, coming to you from Washington, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Now, what you've all been waiting for, some commentary on those bad girls. You heard them last night here during this hour, if you bothered to listen in. It was an old broadcast that was taped nearly a year ago whenever I was over in Malaysia for 3 weeks, during which time I'm proud and pleased to say I was a guest of former Malaysian Prime Minister Mahathir Mohamad, one of the most outspoken critics of Zionism on the face of the planet today. He was actually once called the world's most influential anti-Semite. Well, I'm pleased to say that Dr. Mahathir likes my work. I had some good opportunities to spend some time with Dr. Mahathir when I was in Malaysia, and his longtime political secretary, Matthias Chang, has become a pretty good friend of mine, and we've published two of Matthias's books at American Free Press, American editions of his books, Brainwashed for War, Programmed to Kill, and his other book, Future Fast Forward. You can check them out on the American Free Press website. Well, during my 3 weeks in Malaysia, as you know, I invited someone who I trusted, and I had misplaced my trust in this person, as I now see, a fellow by the name of Christopher Berlin. He was my guest host during that time, and you know what, folks? Before I went on that trip and asked Christopher to set in, I actually suggested to him that he make Eric Hufschmidt his co-host during those 3 weeks that I was out of town. I didn't know exactly how long I was going to be out of town at that point. I knew it was at least 1 week, possibly two. It turned into three. But I invited Christopher and Eric to occupy the airtime. And I would just say on the basis of that, folks, it was a demonstration of just one of their broadcasts that you heard here last night replayed. If I were a Zionist agent and American Free Press were Zionist agents, and for that matter, if the Republic Broadcasting Network were Zionist agents, as Christopher and Eric and Daryl Bradford Smith contend, it doesn't seem very likely to me that they would have been given the airtime that they were given. I'm not quite sure how the fact that I allowed Christopher Berlin, I asked Christopher Berlin, folks, he wasn't drafted to do it. He didn't just show up one day and they put him on the air. I suggested he do it, and John and Sandra and the folks at RBN agreed to that. They could have run rebroadcasts of my program. They could have brought somebody else in. But no, they brought Christopher in, and they allowed him to broadcast for 3 weeks, and they were so impressed with what he was doing, they asked him to have his own show. And you know what? Christopher gave up his own show after his now infamous contretemps with the police in Hoffman Estates, Illinois. He gave up that program for one reason, well, for many reasons, but you know, he suspected that RBN was perhaps in on the plot to get him, and so he did not want to participate anymore, and yet he could have had his own weekly show continuing, perhaps even today, but he gave it up because not only didn't he trust his old friend Michael Collins Piper, or his employers in American Free Press, not even the Republic Broadcasting Network. Well, you know, as you know, folks, the edifice, this ugly edifice that's been established by Eric Hufschmidt and Christopher and Daryl Bradford Smith is collapsing slowly but surely. One of their longtime supporters, very articulate young lady known as Suzette, been very active on the internet. She has taken the campaign public to expose these liars for what they are. And what's very, very interesting, folks, I just sent Suzette some information. You know, James Condit Jr. appeared on the Hufschmidt Smith broadcast and directly and publicly challenged Eric as to why, in his book on the 911 attacks, he did not have anything to say about Israeli involvement. And as you know, he's been attacking a lot of other people for not talking about Israeli involvement in the 911 attacks. And Daryl was rather rattled by this and quickly jumped in and said, oh, well, there was no evidence at that time. But I sent information to Suzette showing that American Free Press was on top of the Israeli connection, and of course has been since, was on top of the Israeli connection in the very first issue that went to press after the 911 attacks. In addition, as Suzette has very ably pointed out in some of her postings at wakeupfromyourslumber.com, she's pointed out that there was other information that was appearing elsewhere in the press right after 911, pointing towards Israeli involvement. And yes, as we know, Christopher and Eric were working closely together at that time in the preparation of Eric's book, but Eric did not include anything about the Zionist connection. Why? Eric published the book himself, folks. He didn't have to satisfy any other publisher. And then when subsequent revised editions of the book came out, was there anything about the Mossad? Was there anything about Zionism? No, absolutely not. Absolute cover-up. Well, now what's really funny is, now that Suzette has so ably exposed this, there are people who are rushing to defend Eric, but they're telling lies in doing it. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you about some of those lies and blow them wide open right here, live on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance, from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market, but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time. Whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
All right, folks, welcome back. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. This is Michael Collins Piper coming from Washington, the crime capital of the world. Well, talking about the lies being cast to defend the fact that Eric Hufschmidt has not mentioned the Zionist connection in his book about 9-1-1 or in his video, both of which he had the opportunity to revise and both of which have been widely distributed. What's interesting, one of the defenders of Eric says that they remember how Dylan Avery was on Piper's show and Eric was on the telephone, and Piper was downplaying the Zionists. They say Eric was talking about the Zionist connection, and they basically laughed him off. Piper, they say, clearly was not supporting Eric's claims about Zionism. Guess what, folks? Dylan Avery, nobody from Loose Change, was ever on this program. Eric Hufschmidt was on the program several times, maybe twice with me. Second time, not a very pleasant encounter. But Dylan Avery was never on this program. Mike Piper didn't join Dylan Avery or anybody in laughing about Eric's claims about Zionism. Dylan Avery and Eric Hufschmidt did appear on John Stadtmiller's program, you see. But again, obviously here, people are not able to get their story straight. So they are either lying they are either lying or just absolutely inaccurate. I think it's absolutely funny myself. So you see, that wasn't Mike Piper laughing at Eric talking about Zionism and 911. And in fact, if you listen to that program where he was on John Stadtmiller's show, while the subject was 911 and Eric's claims about 911, Eric started talking about the Holocaust, confusing everybody, demanding Dylan Avery talk about the Holocaust. I don't know if Dylan Avery knows anything about the Holocaust. He's focusing on 911 in loose change. And it's kind of funny. This same person says that American Free Press was promoting loose change. In fact, American Free Press had an article critical of loose change. It was an article written by Christopher Boleyn, which was obviously dictated by his puppeteer, Eric Hufschmidt. You know, I was listening to that broadcast between the two of them that was rebroadcast here last night. You would think that Eric was sitting there in Christopher's lap, but, you know, usually the puppeteer has the dummy sitting on his lap. It seemed to be the reverse this time. Another little funny item, they claim that Piper laughed off Eric Hufschmidt's mention of Bobby Fischer, who's a critic of Judaism and Zionism. Well, I'm here to tell you, folks, this is really funny and just goes to show you how off base these people are. Bobby Fischer is a fan of mine. I've never met Bobby Fischer, but he's a fan of mine. I didn't know that till I got to Japan. When I was in Japan several years ago, and that's when Bobby Fischer was in jail. He wanted to meet me. He wanted to meet the guy who wrote Final Judgment. The reason why we didn't get together was because of some red tape involving me getting in to see him in the jail. What can I tell you, folks? You know, it's good to have enemies who are either liars or stupid or a combination thereof, because when all is said and done, the truth does come out in the wash, and there's a lot of dirty laundry, lots of dirty laundry that I have yet to air. Some of my friends and associates know about it. Few people have gotten some interesting emails from me that I've passed on to reveal some of these things that I've kept under wraps. I could have devoted a lot of time to it here on the air, but I didn't. One more thing, you know, I've taken much more time than I intended to here, and we have quite a few callers, but they know they can always call in. I'm going to get to as many as I can, but one little thing more about Mr. Boleyn, who goes on trial very shortly for the trouble he caused in his front yard, and more I look at that, I'm beginning to think maybe the police are a little bit more innocent than even I initially thought. Mr. Boleyn has now written an article talking and admitting that in the 1970s, he says, I spent several summers on an Israeli kibbutz where I learned about Zionism from the Jewish immigrants who built the State of Israel. I traveled by bicycle and I learned about the problems in the region directly from the people. He says during between 1975 and 1992, I traveled extensively in the area from Tehran to Tunisia. He says I later studied the history. What Mr. Boleyn does not point out is that during those 2 years that he was on that kibbutz in Israel, he was married to an Israeli woman who he has said in emails, which I have passed on to Suzette, he said that this woman that he was married to, an Israeli Jewish woman, worked for Israeli intelligence. Well, I'm here to contend to you folks that if Christopher Boleyn spent even a minimal amount of time in Israel, which I believe that he did, he should have seen immediately how bad the country is. We heard Joe Cortina on this program talk about the treatment of the Palestinians as he saw it. And Christopher Boleyn spent several summers there and married an Israeli woman. If he really thought it was so bad, I just don't understand why he married an Israeli woman. He should have known what the problems were. So this in itself raises a big question as to just what his agenda was all along. Now he's married to supermodel Helya Brand Kaskel. We know all about the world of the supermodels. They're mixed up in the intelligence community. We know all about that. We've heard the story of Kathy O'Brien. Whether you believe it or not, we know that these things happen. We know this exists. I don't know what to tell you, folks, but I'm here to tell you this much. By their fruits ye shall know them. And we are getting to know Daryl. We are getting to know Christopher Kingster Balloon. And we are getting to know Eric Hufschmidt, this silly little woman who is the puppeteer behind Christopher Boleyn. Strange relationship, folks. All right. Let's go to the callers. We have Keith in Rhode Island. Keith, sorry to keep you waiting for so long. Come on up.
No, it was worth the wait there, Mr. Piper. Let's see. I have a couple of things here. I was very interested when you mentioned the name of Vincent Bugliosi, who was famous for prosecuting the Charles Manson murders in 1970. I'm just wondering, what did you have a chance to read that book, and what do you think about the philosophy of Manson? Since you brought up Bugliosi, I find Manson to be a very interesting character.
You know, that's a loaded and leading question.
Yes, it is. Those are my favorite kind of questions.
Well, first of all, I will say this much. I read that book, Helter Skelter, a long, long, long time ago, and I remember very little about it. So I'm kind of hesitant to comment on that particular book. Bugliosi is a very good writer, and he's a very interesting writer, and I wish he wouldn't have written this book, because any positive feelings I had about him have been somewhat dimmed, so to speak.
Okay. I have a weekly news magazine here called The Week, and they have a review of this latest Bugliosi effort. And it's compared to a book maybe you're familiar with, Jim Bishop's 1968 book, The Day Kennedy Was Shot.
Right,
familiar
yeah.
With that was supposed to be like the final word on the Kennedy assassination. Is it possible that was just a lone nut? Is that at all possible?
I tell you something. The one value that you have in Bugliosi's book is that he does correctly knock down a lot of silly things and a lot of disinformation and misinformation that has been circulated about the Kennedy assassination over the years. And that kind of disinformation, unfortunately, has made it possible for Bugliosi then to turn around and try to discredit everybody and everything written about it. But, you know, I'll tell you something. As far as I'm concerned, the final word on the involvement of Lee Harvey Oswald came in a book by Professor David Rohn of the University of Wisconsin with some recent research that Bugliosi, by the way, refuses to address directly. He references it but doesn't try to knock it down. This information pretty much confirms that Lee Harvey Oswald was standing on the front porch of the Texas School Book Depository at the time the fatal shots were fired at President Kennedy.
Now, Robert McNeil of the McNeil News Hour, Jim, mm-hmm. The McNeil News Hour fan, he was a correspondent for CBS at the time, and he claims he did see Oswald running out of the depository building.
Yeah, actually, it appears as though Oswald himself said that he ran into what he thought was a Secret Service man, but apparently it was McNeil. So,
okay.
That would kind of even add a little bit to what Professor Rohn has written. So it's kind of, again, you know, there's a lot of, let's put it this way, Bugliosi wants us to believe that all of the information that kind of tends to point towards Oswald's innocence is a coincidence, or that anything that implicates the CIA, or he doesn't talk about the Mossad, but the CIA or any other groups in the Kennedy assassination, we're supposed to believe this is all a coincidence, and coincidences do happen, and these coincidences should be dismissed because he says Oswald did it alone.
Okay. Well, two quick final questions for you, if time permits. E. Howard Hunt. We basically know that he was at Dealey Plaza, or he was in Dallas the day that Kennedy was shot.
Well, I'll tell you what. No, from what I understand, first of all, the official Hunt confession in its entirety has not yet been heard. They've only played about 4 minutes of it. From what my understanding is, Hunt doesn't say that he was in Dallas or that he was directly involved in the planning of the assassination. He apparently only says that he knew about it. Now, again, I'm only going by what I'm hearing in these secondhand reports. But on the other hand, even Mark Lane in his trial with E. Howard Hunt involving Liberty Lobby did not necessarily contend that Oswald or that Hunt was in Dealey Plaza. The testimony that Mark Lane provided through a witness, Marie Lorenz, was that Hunt met up with a group in Dallas that was connected to the assassination 2 days before the assassination. So you see, that Hunt didn't necessarily have to be there. That whole story of Hunt being one of the tramps, which is often confused with other aspects, you know, other stories about Hunt being involved in the assassination. I personally don't believe that Hunt was one of the tramps. A lot of people who have looked into it don't believe it. But obviously, Hunt, at the very least, knew something.
I see. And was he involved in the Che Guevara assassination in 1967 as well?
I don't think that he was. I don't think that he was. I don't think that he was. He was active in that part of
In Bolivia, I believe.
It was in Bolivia. Yeah, yeah. You know, oddly enough, an old friend of mine who used to be a correspondent for the Spotlight, Andrew St. George. Andrew knew Che Guevara, and there have been rumors circulating for years that that Andrew was involved in it. Andrew is in heaven right now, and if he was involved in it, he would have never admitted to it.
Well, that's fascinating. I just tossed that out as a possibility, but that's something I did not know about Andrew St. George. Okay, one last thing, if time permits.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks. What do you say? There's a possibility. Is there a possibility that the 9/11 attacks were basically launched by Saudis who resented America's military presence on Saudi territory? Is that because after the 9/11 attacks, American forces were quietly withdrawn from Saudi Arabia and resettled in I think Kuwait or Qatar? So is there any that seems to be like
No, I don't believe that at all. You know, I do believe the Mossad was ultimately behind 9/11. There have been a lot of pretty fantastic stories that purport to show Mossad involvement, but if you start looking at those stories, you can probably pick holes in them. And some of those stories, actually, I must tell you, were circulated by Christopher Bolin.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and initially when I saw some of Christopher's writings on this, I was pretty impressed, but since that time, I've looked at it a little bit further, and it sounds to me like perhaps there was a little bit of, not fabrication, but let's just put it this way. I don't think the stories add up, but that doesn't negate the fact that I believe the Mossad was involved, and I can tell you right now, I'm wrapping up a book that I started writing about 2 or 3 years ago about Mossad involvement in 9/11, so for those friends of Huffschmidt who say that Piper downplays or ignores or disputes Mossad involvement in 9/11, I would recommend that they read my book when it does come out. And now I have more of an incentive than ever to get the damn book finished.
In closing, thank you for answering. In closing, I remember right after the 9/11 attacks, there was this business called Cantor Fitzgerald that really took a beating. They lost almost all their employees in the North Tower.
Mm-hmm.
And the CEO of Cantor Fitzgerald is a Jew named Howard Lutnick, and he was interviewed right afterward. And he behaved very strangely during the interview, as if he was trying to force some emotions, some insincere emotions. And I'm just wondering, do you have any?
I tell you, it's funny you bring that up because I don't mention him in my book because it would be pure speculation. But you know, I do recall an interview with him that was published not long afterward. And the reason why he says he didn't happen to be in the Twin Towers the day of the 9/11 attack is because he was at a Jewish religious class. He was at one of his religion classes or some such thing, and it was, thank God, due to his faith that he just didn't happen to be there. This very wealthy businessman took the day off to go to his religion class. So, read into that what you will. I think it's kind of interesting myself.
Yes, I found his reaction during the interview very, not rehearsed, but just insincere.
Well,
and
that's
very suspicious.
You take your two and my two and put them together, They do add up to four as far as I'm concerned.
Agreed. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks, Keith. All right. We're getting ready to go to a break, but I'm going to try to squeeze in a caller, carry him over afterwards. Let's go to Jeff in Vermont. Jeff, come on up.
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
How you doing tonight, Jeff?
Good. I just want to give you a little update. Larry Silverstein today just got $2 billion from his settlement with his insurance company today. Elliot Spitzer, his good buddy, got the deal through for him, and so he just actually got another $2 billion today in settlement.
Well, that just goes to show you that Jewish lightning can be profitable.
And he is the god of Jewish lightning, it seems like, huh?
If they ever, the god of Jewish lightning, that's very funny.
Isn't that Thor?
Jeff, hang on for the break. It took me a moment to get that, Jeff. That's very funny. The god of Jewish lightning, Larry Silverstein. They're gonna put a monument up to him in Israel.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. You just heard history being made here, folks. I just checked Google. I checked the phrase God of Jewish Lightning, and it did not match any documents. Now, you know, for years that phrase, the grassy knoll, has become part of the JFK assassination lore. And there have been people who have been debating as to whether it was Gene Hill or Mark Lane or a combination thereof, or maybe somebody else first used that term. But I am here to tell you, folks, that at least going by what I'm seeing here on the Internet, our caller, Jeff from Vermont, is the one who is officially dubbed Larry Silverstein of World Trade Center fame, Building 7 fame in particular. He dubbed him the God of Jewish Lightning. And the reason why we're going to give Jeff the due credit he is due is because he said that in a very quick response to my reference to Jewish Lightning. He called Larry Silverstein the God of Jewish Lightning. So I'm telling you, folks, you people who are out there active on the Internet, get that phrase out there. Refer to Larry Silverstein as the God of Jewish Lightning and give credit where credit is due. Jeff in Vermont. Jeff, did you think you were going to make history when you called this program?
I hope I did, because I'd love to have that as a something on my belt.
I want to do everything I can to put that into circulation. I'm going to be sending out emails in regard to that, and I hope everybody who heard it sends out emails, because that really says a lot in so many ways about so many things, and in particular, what happened on 9-1-1. And, of course, Mr. Larry Silverstein is one of the big players and one of the big profiteers. And you did it, Jeff.
Thank you.
I'm glad I didn't talk any more than I usually do, because you might not have made it up tonight, and I might not have said that, and that might have been lost forever.
You have Mark Rich and Lowy and all those guys, too. But, Mike, I was wondering, during the break, I was thinking about this. You know, they have the Roman gods, you have the Greek gods, you have the Norse gods, and every, you know, race and nationality has their own gods. Does the Jewish people have, like, a sun god, a moon god?
As a matter of fact, yes. As a matter of fact, this is something that I need to get Michael Hoffman on this show, because he has written a book called Judaism's Strange Gods, and he points out that the Jewish history is rife with all of these gods, and that their gods aren't the god, or gods, I guess, are they're not the god. The Jewish god is not the god that Christians worship, and thus the Jewish god is not the Christian god. There are many, many Jewish gods, and you know, they probably do have a Jewish god of lightning, but what they do now, Larry Silverstein.
Yeah, that's what my point. Yeah, when you study Israel and you study just their history since 1897 with Theodore Herzl, these people will do anything. Not all Jews, but these Zionist fanatic racist people will do anything to accomplish their goals. And you almost have to take your hat off to these people, because they're very smart, they have a lot of money, and they're intelligent. And I don't believe for a second that a blue-blooded American would do this to their own people. It has to be an outside source, and it points to somebody that has the frame mind of who founded the State of Israel. It has to be something of like that nature to do something.
Well,
like that.
Consider the fact that, as Seymour Hersh, who is Jewish, has written in his book, The Samson Option, the State of Israel is ready to blow itself up and everybody else with it if they think they're going to lose out. So a group of people that would blow themselves up just to take vengeance on the rest of the world, they're certainly capable of killing a few thousand people in New York City, even including many Jews, if it's part of their agenda. Jeff, you get the gold coin.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff. All right, apologies to, Jim in Texas. Sorry, Jim, didn't get you up tonight. Ed in Ohio and Bob in Missouri. Be here tomorrow night. I hope you will be too, fellas. Call in. The phones will be open. This is Michael Collins Piper. Retiring for the evening, leaving the airwaves open to the Radio Avenger, Rick Adams. Stay tuned, folks. More good programming on RBN.